Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Orla, thank you very much for that. Now to the latest developments with the state of the art National Children's Hospital. As you heard there in the news headlines, it was initially to be opened in 2022, but a new completion date of February next year has now been given by the builders BAM for the new hospital to the Oireachtas and Public Accounts Committee today. And health officials also said that the earliest date patients will be treated there is August 2025. In a moment, we'll be speaking to Green Party TD Nessa Harrigan, but first, some contributions from the PAC today. This is TD Mark Cahasey comparing the process to an episode of Kilnascully with David Gunning, who's chief officer of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board.
It's unfortunately a different programme that comes to mind on this. It's one of the episodes of Kilnascully, where the Pat Short character is selling concrete frogs, and the Garda character asks him, how much are they? And the Pat Short character replies, well, that depends. Is it for you or is it for the HSE? And there's a real element to that here, you know, and I feel deflated, actually. I think the chair was quite, you know, forceful in his contribution. I feel deflated as a taxpayer because we are in so deep here. A taxpayer and a parent, you know, and thankfully my children are in good health and I haven't had need to use a National Children's Hospital as yet, touch wood. God almighty, if you're a parent looking in here who had a child with complex needs, who needs these kind of services, and at this point we're in too deep, are there penalties applying? So,
if I respond to that, Deputy Cossey, there is a liquidated damages provision within the contract, and that provides for what's called a pre-estimate of the loss that the Development Board would experience. And that arises once we understand the full delay. It is at that point that we can levy that particular, or attempt to levy. And just to be clear, it's not just a question of us taking the money. There is a process to go through here, and I fully expect the contractor to oppose that process. Nonetheless, we have a strong position in relation to that.
Labour Party TD Alan Kelly also used some TV analogies to explain the delay in the completion of the Children's Hospital.
I think for the public watching, this has been a disaster zone for years. I think this is the fourth time in front of the committee, myself alone. For me, this whole project, you know, it's like a bad episode of Room to Improve on speed. I said in 2019 that this would go over 2 billion. The Taoiseach at the time scoffed at it, said this was, you know, just creating a bit of chaos. I said at the last meeting, I asked anyone in the room if they believed it wouldn't go over 2 billion. And this was last October, and there was nobody objected. Would anyone object now? Anyone in the room, any of the witnesses, think that this will land under 2 billion? I presume that would be the same answer. I also said last October, reading back the transcript, that there wasn't a snowball's chance that the substantial completion date of October 2024 would be met. You're now saying that without a baseline plan, but based on monthly updates, that this will be February 2025. Now, we heard previously from Children's Health Ireland that the commissioning phase would be 7 to 9 months, which is understandable. Now, if it's February 2025 and the commissioning is 7 to 9 months, that means recruitment and also above 5,000 employees transferring and being recruited. Is there a snowball's chance that this will be open in 2025, Mr. Gunning?
In relation to the Development Board's responsibility is to get this to substantial completion. What happens post, we then support CHI through that process. So that's my focus.
Do you believe this will be substantially completed in February 2020?
We don't have a programme. We have a date. We have a single data point from the contract.
So you don't know if that's
we need to see the detail that supports the date. Okay. So we can express confidence or not. And at the moment, we don't have that.
That's Alan Kelly there with David Gunning. And finally, here is TD Catherine Murphy querying the shortage of workers on site with Mr. Gunning.
what you've said in your opening statement is, well, first of all, I should say is I think that people want to know is when will the hospital open and what's it going to cost? They're the two things that people want to know. And you're telling us in your opening statement that the primary driver for the cost increase on the project has been the ongoing delay in the completion of the project. I think that's the first time you've said that very deliberately in an opening statement that I can recall. That you're telling us then you're using all contractual levers. One of the things that has repeatedly come up here is what's described as assets on site. I say that's people on site working rather than just assets on site. You have no control over that unless there's something in the levers that allow that to happen. So what levers have you got that can bring this project to a completion?
I guess what springs to mind in relation to that and what the public works contract provides is really liquidated damages, and the application of liquidated damages is the only mechanism within the contract to encourage the contractor to finish as soon as
possible. Using the word encourage the contractor there's a gigantic deficiency in this contract in that in terms of controls in that contract to our penalties to bring this contract to a conclusion, where the lack of people on site has been an ongoing problem right from the word go.
And those were some of the contributions from the Public Accounts Committee today. Now, we did ask representatives of BAM for an interview on today's show, but there was no one available. They did supply a statement, and here is some of what they said. As the building contractor, BAM is proud to play its part in delivering the National Children's Hospital a truly world-leading facility for the children of Ireland. The build phase of the hospital is now more than 92% complete, as indicated in our monthly progress reports to the board. They also said, BAM is fully committed to the efficient completion of this critical piece of medical infrastructure. We have always fully resourced this project beyond the level required for the original programmed works, largely to cope with the high level of design change and disruption, and will continue to do so until the building is completed. And any suggestion that BAM is deliberately not committing adequate resources to the project or is in any way slowing down delivery of the hospital is completely untrue. And that statement from BAM to this programme a little earlier on. Well, for more on the delay in opening the National Children's Hospital, we're joined now by Green Party ETD for Dublin Central, Nasa Harrigan. And Nasa, you're welcome. Were you surprised to hear the hospital is now not scheduled for opening until 2025?
Unfortunately, I was not. I think that there was an inevitability from those of us who had been on PAC or any of the health committee, the many health committee sessions that we've had on the National Children's Hospital, that the numbers simply weren't adding up. The schedule wasn't adding up. And I think we were all waiting for the other shoe to drop to hear that we would not be in on the schedule that we had hoped. Certainly, when you're looking at a contractor who is insisting that they're fully resourced, but that we're hearing reports consistently that, you know, that work isn't proceeding at a rate that it needed to, then I think it was inevitable that we would hear about these delays. And I have to say, listening to the session today, even the new schedule that we're being told, I think, is ambitious.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that, because we heard there in some of those clips Mr. Gunning being asked about that February 2025 date, and he's saying until he sees the detailed programme, he can't convey with certainty that he believes that date can be achieved. What do you think?
Well, we have heard consistently from the board that they are struggling to agree the schedules with the contractor, that they consistently say, we're being given schedules, we don't accept those schedules, and then they go back to the drawing board with the contractor. So there seems to be an ongoing issue that's coming up at committee, certainly, that they cannot agree the schedule or they won't accept the schedule between them. And therefore, it does seem unlikely, first of all, that we have anything like the the original date of the 29th of October. So we don't even have a date. February is not a date. February is a month. So we, first of all, don't have a date. And then there seems to be a huge grey area around commissioning. And I really think that, you know, we're talking about a massive, one of the biggest hospitals in Europe. This is over 6,000 rooms. An average, you know, commercial building can take anywhere between 1 to 3 months commission. And this is Ireland's first digital hospital. So this is a huge undertaking in terms of commissioning. And the idea that, A, we don't know when, if it's February or March or even later, to have substantial completion. And then really a whole grey area on commissioning. And I think that that's something that we really have to start looking at now, because commissioning is a very complex phase.
And to what extent then do you think the design changes have played into the problems that we're seeing? You heard the statement there from BAM. They're highlighting that as the primary cause, they say, of delay and disruption.
I have to say, as somebody who's kind of worked on healthcare projects in the past in the construction sector, I did raise an eyebrow at that, because, you know, the contract for the National Children's Hospital was unique. It was a two-stage contract with effectively like a concept design when they moved forward with it. So when the tenders went out, there wasn't a fully complete with like every piece of information on those drawings. They bid for it, they signed up to it. And so it would be completely standard, even in a building where every drawing was finished to the nth degree, you would still expect to see variations, because every site is different. There's always construction delays. There's always things that pop up that you weren't expecting. But if you are running a contract which is substantially based on a concept design and not on a fully complete design, then the idea that there wouldn't be variations
changes,
or substantial changes.
Haven't there? There have been a lot of changes. And because the project is so big, you know, if you decide to change the fire exits, for example, you know, that's a lot of fire exits.
No, absolutely. But then, when you're building it, when you're putting in a tender for that, when you're bidding on a tender of that type, you build in a contingency for those type of variations. Like they couldn't have expected things like COVID, for example. Mm. They couldn't have expected some of those impacts. The site is a very complex site, because obviously there's already a lot built on that site. But we do know in 2019, they were already delayed. We were already far behind the schedule. So to say that, like, we have so many design changes that it couldn't have been considered in the original bid, I'm sorry, I just don't believe it.
You don't accept that. Okay. Just finally then, in terms of the knock-on effect for real people, we heard from Scoliosis Ireland. They tweeted the programme earlier today saying how upset they are about this development. They want people to be held to account. Do you get representations from families in the constituency desperately waiting for this hospital to open? You know, to what extent is this affecting people's lives?
Hugely. And, you know, obviously anybody with a child who has a chronic illness is honestly sitting at home waiting for this. I'm in the disability world myself as a parent, and anybody who's waiting on those kind of operations is very, very much worried about this. And I think, you know, what they are worried about is delay and possibly kind of, you know, maybe a phased opening or something of that manner, that there's a worry around that they wouldn't have this beautiful, pristine hospital you know, ready to go and fully staffed, that there would be some kind of compromise to get over the finish line. And I think that's the concern now, that not only would we not have it in 2025, that when we do have it, it's not what we were promised.
Nessa Hurricane, Green Party TD for Dublin Central. Thank you very much.